This audio is brought to you by Cotant Family Dentistry, where advanced dental technology meets compassionate, patient-centered care.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Good evening, everybody. I would like to pass on sympathies, thoughts, and prayers to Councilman Madden and his family on the loss of his mother. I know he was just back celebrating her 102nd birthday, and now he's back to have her funeral. So, again, our thoughts and prayers go out to him and his family. Can I get an approval of the agenda as presented?
So moved.
Second.
Motion second. Any further discussion? Hearing none. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Can I get an approval of the minutes of the August 20th regular meeting minutes?
So moved. I'll second.
Motion second. Any further discussion? Hearing none. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? We'll enter into a public hearing for the land use plan. Is there any public comment? Public comment? Hearing none. Exit the public hearing and move on to unfinished business that isn't any on the agenda for this evening. Move on to new business. Can I get a motion to approve the absence of the August 20th meeting for Councilwoman Camino?
I'd make that motion.
Second.
Motion second. Any further discussion? Hearing none. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
I abstain.
You're excused. Resolution 1483. Y'all ready to hear some good fireside reading? Resolution 1483, a resolution to adopt the 2024 Buffalo Land Use Plan. Whereas the City of Buffalo, Wyoming recognizes the importance and value of long-term planning for its land and infrastructure resources, and whereas conditions, opportunities, and challenges related to land use planning in the City of Buffalo have changed significantly since the adoption of the 2007 Comprehensive Land Use Plan, and whereas it is the intent of the Buffalo Planning and Zoning Commission and Buffalo City Council to responsibly manage population growth, ensure housing affordability, support economic activity, and champion efficient use of its infrastructure assets, and whereas the residents of the City of Buffalo had opportunities to participate and contribute to the land use planning process as part of this land use plan creation, and whereas leaders and representatives for the City of Buffalo and surrounding unincorporated Johnson County have agreed that responsible and effective long-term land use planning capable of benefiting both the city and the county must include cooperative and collaborative planning activities, and whereas a future land use map will reflect the long-term goals for land use in the City of Buffalo, Wyoming, has been created and will serve as a guiding resource for policy decisions in the city pertaining to future land uses. Now, therefore, be resolved that the Mayor and City Council of the City of Buffalo, Wyoming, hereby adopt the 2002 Buffalo Land Use Plan as an official plan, committing to it its use and as a guiding and advisory document for future land use-related policy and regulation decisions. Can I get a motion to accept Resolution 1483?
So moved.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? There it is. Proclamation. I do these, but I wish this was a subject that we did not have to do a proclamation on. Proclamation, Office of the Mayor, City of Buffalo, Wyoming. Whereas in the United States, on average, 136 citizens die by suicide every day, with 49,449 deaths by suicide in our country during 2022. Whereas in the United States of America, suicide is the 10th leading cause of death for the people of all ages. And whereas in 2022, 155 Wyoming citizens died by suicide. Their friends and family members' lives are changed forever. Whereas in Wyoming, suicide is the 7th leading cause of death for people of all ages. And whereas it is time for each of us to be community connectors for those experience difficulty, stress, or crisis in their lives. Connection brings hope, help, and compassionate support. We can all offer connection to our two Wyoming call centers for the 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline. Now, therefore, I, Shane Schrader, Mayor of the City of Buffalo, do hereby designate September 8th through September 14th as Suicide Prevention Week in the City of Buffalo and urge Buffalo community members to raise awareness of our 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline, because suicide prevention is everybody's business. Mr. Holly, can you step forward, please?
Oh, I can start talking now? You want a short meeting? Mayor, thank you. And the mayor is exactly right. Suicide is a hard thing to talk about. But preventing suicide and improving mental health in our city of Buffalo and Johnson County and the state of Wyoming starts with having conversations. If we're not willing to have conversations, then connection doesn't happen. And you heard the mayor use that key term. It is very intimidating when we think about a friend, a family member who might be struggling with thoughts of suicide. Data research says that 90% of Americans at some time in their life might have a thought, even a fleeting thought of, I could kill myself. My life situation is this bad that I could. It's one thing to have a thought of suicide, and then it's something completely different to act upon those thoughts. We are fortunate now that with the work of the good governor and legislative leaders like Barry Corrego and others, we have two call centers for the 988 hotline. My good friend Kim Pope is going to hand each of you a wallet card with a QR code on it that explains just how that 988 lifeline, and that's the preferred term. If you think about it as a lifeline, not a hotline, it's a lifeline. And simply my encouragement is we can all be connectors. It's not that hard to simply connect and say, hey, Sean, I'm going to pick on you for a second, is that right?
Yeah.
Hey, Sean, you know, I know you're struggling. Things are difficult right now. I'm not sure what to do, but there's this lifeline number. It's 988. We could give them a call. Is that something that we could do? That's something we all can do. It's not about Manny and I being fixers and little counselors running around Buffalo, because we've got great counselors like my good friend Tyler Broderick here. Some of you will remember Mayor and Council Lisa Silcox and my wife Denise presented on Senior Life Solutions at the hospital. They're fortunate to have Tyler, who's been one of the glue of behavioral health services in Johnson County for a lot of years, working for Senior Life Solutions now at the hospital. We can all do that. We can all connect. We can all say, hey, did you know? I'm not sure what else to do, but Grace, because I care about you, there's this lifeline out there. It's 988. Let's give them a try. Two call centers in Wyoming, one in Greenville, one in Casper. They are answering calls in under 10 seconds. That was not the norm back in the day. So can we all agree that we can all be connectors? I have forehead shaking because I could get into my daddy preacher role real quick, couldn't I, Julie? Yeah. She knows.
I won't let him.
No. So simply, when we think about suicide prevention, it's having conversations that might not be easy. It's about being a connector. Hey, here are some resources. And it's about just a little courage and confidence to lean in. To lean in. Last word, and then I'll be done, I promise, Mayor. Today we had an event at Crazy Woman Square called Reach Out to Me, specifically for our veteran population in collaboration with the BAMC and Sheridan. Reach Out to Me, we had Floyd Whiting and other veterans standing up and saying, because it's the informal resources that stand in the gap when the formal resources aren't there. Informal resources have names, like Jerry and others. And so Reach Out to Me is simply this. I'm someone you can reach out and talk to. Again, it's not about fixing. You know, if someone has a physical ailment, you're not going to fix their physical ailment, but you can, in compassion, give them some time and some empathy. The same is true about brain health. Sometimes all we need to do is talk about it and get it off our chest, so to speak. We feel better. So let's be connectors. Let's have conversations. Shane, I want to say especially to you, thank you. It took courage and confidence to share what you shared today at Crazy Woman Square as well as others. So you led and represented the city of Buffalo outstanding and well today. My heartfelt gratitude.
Something a little more upbeat. Grace Hancock, Buffalo High School Homecoming Parade Street Closure Request. Grace, are you here?
You're representative.
Hello, we're here as BHS Student Council representatives. Our names are
Taylan Hatch
and Ruthie Mannell. We would like to request street closures for our BHS Homecoming Parade and Barbecue happening on September 30th. The road closures would be for Angus and Main Street for the parade and Fetterman for the barbecue. Floats would line up by Korzynski Park. We will be hosting the barbecue in Crazy Woman Square, and all are welcome to participate in that as well. Thank you so much for listening to our request.
Okay. Chief, any issues with these?
No. Ruthie, what time is that going to start?
The parade would be starting at 6.
No, so
I'd say like 5:30, so that the floats have
5:30.
Yep, okay. And then for the veteran at 4:00.
Yeah,
for by the square.
Great, thank you.
Okay. Can I get a motion to accept the street closure on September 30th? Fetterman 4 p.m. and Main Street 5:30 for the parade.
I'll make that motion.
I'll second that.
Motion second. Any further discussion? Questions? All in favor?
Do you need these?
If you give them a any opposed? See you at the parade? See, it wasn't that hard. Difficult, was it? Councilwoman Camino only bites when she has. Next item on the agenda is the mayor's appointment or reappointment for Brian Whitlock of the Lodging Tax Board for a 3-year term. Can I get a motion to accept the mayor's appointment?
Second.
A motion and second. Any further discussion? Hearing none. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Welcome back, Mr. Whitlock. Reports, Mr. Curran.
Mayor and Council, I have no reports. Unless you have any questions.
No questions from the mayor. Mr. Acey, Building Inspector.
Good evening, Mayor and Council. I can give you a quick rundown on the big projects in town. The Dollar General is all but open, but they lack power, so they're still waiting on 3-phase transformers. No exact date on when those are coming in. I've been told that if they can get a lockdown within a month or a week, they'll set some temporary generators just to get the store stocked and up and running, and then have full power time it opens. But no word from Rocky Mountain Power on those. Lowe's is going strong. They're really going at it. It looks like they'll be trying to bore across the highway there with their water and sewer lines here in the next week, so tie into our system there. Other than that, our friends from Missoula, Montana Housing Solutions, they did lock down a contract on a piece of land, and so they are applying for WCDA funds for that. So we'll know here in a few months of whether they've gotten those WCDA fundings or not for the affordable housing. So, other than that, any questions?
No questions.
Hi.
Chief Bissett.
Good evening, Mayor. Good evening, Council. So we've just wrapped up a very busy month of August. We had 3,576 calls come into our 911 center. Out of those, we had 781 incidents that our officers responded to with 3 arrests. I think the biggest point was, out of all those calls, those 3,500 calls, the day of the house draw fire, that Wednesday into Thursday, so we're talking 24-hour period, our dispatch center received 549 calls. So in the 24-hour period, they were rocking and rolling. As I said, we ended up calling in 4 dispatchers, plus we had Erica McCarter, who works the front. They were answering phones, cell phones. I'd like to describe it at one point in there was organized chaos. It was in there, but it never transmitted over that radio. They stayed calm, cool, collected, got the resources where they needed to be. We assisted the county with evacuations and calls for service, as well as I think everybody jumped in to help out. So kudos to everybody involved in that. It was a tough couple of days, but everybody, to even folks that were off, were calling me, asking me what they could do to come in if we needed them to work. So the department did a great job. Our dispatch center did an amazing job. And so I thank them for their hard work and dedication to the city of Buffalo and to Johnson County. With that, I'd love to answer any questions if you have any.
I can tell you that I was out on EMS calls that day, and they never missed a beat in the chaos. So
yeah.
Hats off and kudos, and I bow to you.
Thank you. Thanks.
Mr. Silbernagle has been called out on a project. He is not available for a report tonight, but we are graced by the presence of Mr. Bennett, who can give us some updates.
Good evening, Mayor and Council. A quick update on Sunset. So the Cedar Street intersection is open, as I think most people have seen you open it the other week. The contractor is going to start tomorrow morning pouring from Spruce Street to Juniper, in an effort to get that intersection open, and then we'll be able to open that section of road once the concrete's cured all the way up to Juniper. So that's kind of where it sets, and then they'll start the sewer run also tomorrow morning, where they left off at Juniper, going towards Maple. So they're progressing.
Thank you.
Yep.
Any questions with Mr. Bennett before he gets back over to his chair? Are there any oral or written comments? Oral or written comments? Oral or written comments? Hearing none. Announcements. City County meeting September 17th at 7 a.m. City Council meeting September 17th at 5 p.m. Council, can I get a motion to approve the bills as presented?
So moved.
I'll second.
Motion second. Any discussion? Hearing none. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? With no further business before the council, can I get a motion to adjourn?
I so move.
Second.
Motion second. Any further discussion? Hearing none. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Have a good evening, everybody. Be a connector.
This audio was brought to you by Cotant Family Dentistry, where advanced dental technology meets compassionate, patient-centered care.